controlled the environment, basically.
Yeah.
They were ascended, just as Ian says, we fell with the printing press. That made us inside an environment, made us passive, so we lost our basic ability to be powerful and shape things.
Mm-hmm.
But earlier peoples, it was an easier environment, less complicated, didn't have the print or even writing. So they would create things group-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when people do ayahuasca, they go to these ayahuasca retreats,
yep.
and they all take it and get sick for a week and go through all the stuff.
Yeah.
That is like a sweat lodge. Sweat lodge does that. You know, people get together in a tribe and they do something together.
Mm-hmm.
So that is called rituals, usually,
mm-hmm.
by white men. All these primitive people or pre-literate people had rituals.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a line in my Fatty Communion book from McLuhan. He said Daedalus. Do you know who Daedalus is?
Daedalus, no.
He's the guy
got
trapped and made the labyrinth.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I think I did.
I think he was trying to kill the Minotaur, which was some animal. And somehow he got sucked into going into a labyrinth, you know, these tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have roofs. And he's in this, running around looking for the Minotaur. And if he wasn't careful, he wouldn't be able to get himself back out. It's too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
The arrangement of the alleys, the pathways within this...
labyrinth?
Yeah, a house with many rooms without a roof.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen that image, the labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Apparently, he figured out at some point in the mythology, he went in to get the Minotaur, lost in this hiding in the labyrinth, and he had a thread, or he had what became Ariadne's thread. Maybe a god or goddess helped him. So as he walked, he had this thread behind him, right?
Yeah.
So when he got to the end of his walk, maybe he finds the Minotaur, killed him. He then follows the thread, which is attached to him, back out of the labyrinth.
Oh, okay.
And you could call, the way Ian says, we came from, is Jack listening?
No, but I'll go back out there.
Well, I don't want to repeat myself, you tell me.
Yeah.
Ian says he's trying to get us back to the source.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to get us out of the labyrinth of our minds.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So then, how do we get out of it? Well, if you follow the Book of Revelations, where we're on a throne and we've got the elders and we're supposed to be ascending on the throne,
mm-hmm.
Ion says that's the same path as everybody. So it's an archetypal thread that you go back to the source,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
But you have to have that thread. So Ian either creates a thread, or you find a thread, or your teacher gives you the state, what I call the stages of apprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to go back to the original apprehensions, which could be concern. Apprehension is understanding, I apprehend you, or it can be I'm apprehensive, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So the falling process, when you fall, you get nervous, get apprehensive,
mm-hmm.
get uptight about reality, and you get lost in the labyrinth of emotion and mind stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Daedalus did. He invented the labyrinth.
Mm.
And McLuhan says he discovered art. He was the first individual artist.
Oh, okay.
And it's like he conquered the tribal labyrinth. Maybe they would control people by having their rituals, which were labyrinthine. And unless you were designed to be a shaman, picked to be a shaman, they wouldn't let you totally understand the process you went through.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not sure about that. That sounds like something I might say or they say, but I have to read the actual quotes. But so you have Daedalus making the individual object, art object, a painting, a sculpture. You could say maybe a musical composition.
Mm-hmm.
And we go through all the media, all the printing press, and then movies, radio, TV, and today. And because we're more collective now, the individual effect of the book doesn't work. We have retrieved tribal ritual life. So rock is a ritual. Going to clubs is a ritual. So we retrieved on the surface of ourselves in modern mortar and media the tribal group activities.
Okay.
So now Daedalus had a son, Icarus. I-C-A-R-U-S.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
Well, I'm looking it up right now. I see that he fell. He had wings and he had a print of Icarus falling after his wings were broken. Was he an angel?
No. So he was Daedalus' son. And I don't know how he got flying. Maybe Daedalus taught him or something. So he's flying and Daedalus said, don't go near the sun.
Oh.
When he went too near the sun, his wings burned and he crashed. And I guess you could say he died.
Yeah.
So his son's a tragedy. But the main thing is when individual art came in, and usually they were their talent was recognized, they were really good at it, whatever the art was, and the king or queen would make them the artist of the court or the temple, whatever cultural royalty place where they hung out.
Yep.
Right? So the art, if you made it big in art, if you were an artist, you didn't have a public. You didn't sell your art. Unless you did. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Michelangelo did in the 1500. But basically, you worked for the king or queen. They kept you alive. And they'd give you assignments. And that would even including being an architect. So when printing press came in, which created money and cash, people could start to make their own money and not be part of the feudal slave society.
Yeah.
The Middle Ages. So you start to have individual autonomy, but you had to slave and make money to keep that autonomy. So you weren't totally free.
Yeah.
Okay? But individual consciousness came in. People started to read books privately. Like the Catholic religion, they presented literacy as a ritual. The people didn't get to read the Bible or the manuscript. All they heard were the priests singing in Latin or Greek the words of the manuscript. Let's say there's only one in the church or in the temple, right? One little book, and the priests ran that. They protected the book.
Yeah.
So that's the feudal, even though it's a literate society and you have manuscript culture, it's not a book society yet, and therefore the visual effect of individualization was starting, but it had not gotten as far as what the printed book was going to do. It didn't make the individual an economic unit, or someone making his own lifestyle, or making art for himself rather than for the king or queen. So feudal king or queen reality was art as a ritual almost. That's why medieval art is 90% of it is of Christ, right?
Yep, yeah.
Scenes from the Bible and that. Other people, I don't know when they started, but they eventually started doing Greek mythology. But that'd be about individuals. So when individual people became artists after the printing press, that's like Shakespeare, Rembrandt, whoever was before Bach in music, and sculpture, there'd be some famous sculptures. Bernini, I think, is one of those guys. Ever heard of him, Bernini?
Bernini.
B-E-R-N-I-N-I.
No.
Yeah, I think he was a famous Italian artist at the time of the Renaissance. So the Renaissance
a sculptor.
The individual genius was given a space to perform. So, because the printing press disrupted the tribal togetherness, so to speak, it was an alienating medium. People, as individuals, got pretty isolated. It had to compete with everybody else. So life was a drag, sort of, even though people had the novelty of reading books and that, but they didn't know the effects, the subliminal, unconscious effects of the book, and they didn't know it was going to lead to a lot of problems.
Yeah.
for example, the Europeans feeling superior to the Aboriginal people of North America mm-hmm. or Africa. Mm-hmm. And they just killed them because they didn't think they were human. They're just animals because they didn't have the change in sensibility that literacy had created.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Europeans had that. So within European culture, ideas started to come into art. Individual, unique philosophies or stories.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes the artist would criticize mainstream society with a novel, with a story, with a story, a narrative with a punchline that made the literate society think about itself. Oh, we screwed up there. This story shows how we fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When the artist does that, makes a model, a critique of the society, that's art being an anti-environment.
Yeah.
So when you say avant-garde, you should say anti-environment first.
Yeah.
And as media, technological conditions change and change people, when the radio era came in, even just before the radio when you had the telegraph, that's when these weird art creations started happening. That's when Cubism happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Joyce was writing his weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pound wrote his weird poems. P.S. Eliot made a very unique, different poem. So they were responding to the new world and taking the tradition, the new technologies, and they would take the traditional role of art. If you're a serious artist,
mm-hmm.
and McLuhan's definition of serious art is someone who questions the assumptions of a society.
Mm-hmm.
You might call the assumptions the ground. So the whole effects, all right, okay, so we'll say you create, you can be an individual creator, often is,
mm-hmm.
but in theater it might be a group mind, but they're acting on and about individualist ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The individual versus the group. The individual could argue with what the group was saying was wrong about him. You really couldn't do that in the old days, I don't think, before the printing press. You were, if you got nailed or something, you were sent out to survive in the wilderness for a while.
Mm.
You were punished. I don't know if there was any intellectual arguments on theological points to determine whether the person was going to be banned or not.
Mm-hmm.
Iain Beattie says people, kings would manipulate, they'd send one of their soldiers out to get killed or set him up to do a bad thing so the society would call him a scandal and he'd have to back off. And his wife would leave him, supposedly, get divorced. Then the king would marry the wife, so the ex-wife. So
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of manipulation of the new effect of art.
Mm, okay.
A lot of people hijacking it for individualists, for the king as individual, his own projects. Okay, so the artist, the individual in the West, in Europe, becomes an anti-environment if he's a serious artist. So I don't think I said this. The other early definition was that you're a serious artist. I did say that. If you question the assumptions of society. Right?
Yep. That's, you said that. Uh-huh.
And, you know, people start writing novels and individual philosophy and criticizing society and suggesting that society do what they're suggesting, do mm-hmm. what the artist is saying. So that's an anti-environment. That's an individual's chemical body and an anti-environment. Chemical body being an anti-environment. Now, when some artists wouldn't be recognized right away,
mm-hmm.
maybe later in life or after they died, they were called the avant-garde.
Mm.
They were doing things that were ahead of the assumptions of the society.
Uh-huh.
And they made, in a way, science fiction. So, like Gulliver's Travels. So, when you did your anti-environmental role and upset the visual space hypnotism of the printing press,
mm-hmm.
environment, exposing the disservices of that printing book effect, you would get notorious because you're so different.
Mm-hmm.
And you get called the avant-garde. Now, you'd be an anti, probably an anti-environment, not necessarily, but you were being serious.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew what was, well, you intuited what was conditioning people with the printing press or books.
Mm-hmm.
So he would, when the king came back, he'd want you to demonstrate your art. And often they didn't think, they didn't understand it. Later, when society changed and you could say caught up to the painting's themes, then the artist as anti-environment became a tradition.
Yeah.
So you can be anti-environmental early and it's too wacky.
They won't understand it.
Even. Yeah, nobody understands. Nobody yeah. likes it. Like when Joyce was doing in the 20s, he started writing The Phoenix Wake in 22, and he started posting excerpts of what he'd done in 24, 25, 26. Everybody thought he was in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he can't read it. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
So he, might have been a globalist. If he wasn't, he becomes a local citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Very short. I think that's about it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the quote. Now, this guy, he's not really doing it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the avant-garde. Now, many people now know the avant-garde means you're presenting stuff about your society that people don't understand.
Uh-huh.
So, you could call an artist avant-garde, not always the case.
Like presenting an environment that no others can recognize?
Say that again.
So, like presenting an environment that others can't recognize, would that be like avant-garde?
Yeah, did you say presenting an environment?
Yeah, that others don't recognize, they don't understand it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's usually we call it all art anti-environment, or real art.
Okay.
Now, there can be trivial art. People make little toys that they give to kids or something. That's an art.
Mm-hmm.
There's craft in that. Because originally art was craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't ideas and cultural commentary. It was cultural reinforcement by putting up images of Christianity. So you have this individual, ornery, nerd or jerk making stuff that nobody sees the relevance of.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call that avant-garde, but don't. You should call it anti-environment. That's the first term
okay.
to use when you're doing art. That's, you would say serious art is always anti-environmental. What does that mean, they ask you? Well, there's the environment that the printing press or social media or TikTok is creating. It's a new environment.
Yeah.
And people don't know what the implications of it are unless you have a smart artist presenting in some medium, doesn't matter which medium, presenting a response to the new environment by taking an old environment, like writing a book,
mm-hmm.
but making a different kind of book, like Phoenix Wake, to show the underlying nuances of technology in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be anti-environmental to the present society's makeup.
Okay.
And that can be consciously done by the artist. Sometimes they do it unconsciously. They express new rhythms and visualities that no one expected to be in art.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that in mind, the word avant-garde. So he says, the avant-garde rubs against society by introducing foreign elements. That's a correct statement in terms of you take, when you're an artist, a serious artist, you take the past. Like Shakespeare did all these plays on medieval themes,
mm-hmm.
medieval courts, actual medieval history that people could find out about. And he presented them to the new fragmented post-royalty feudalism situation. No, I won't say that. So Shakespeare, he made plays about the past, the feudal thing. Now the feudal thing had a lot of disservices, but he would make the services of feudal society, usually shown in the courts, make a play about it with some point that's made, and that would tweak the conscience of the people watching the play. They would see, oh, we're being criticized here, and they react to that. They might even kill them, like they did to Giordano Bruno. So it's dangerous being an avant-garde, but really you're being anti-environmental as an individual creator. So you're rubbing your, oh yeah, I forgot to say this. Often you take it, since the new environment is hard to get a hold of, it's usually with TV and the corporate environments of the 20th century was too big. Nobody could hijack, nobody could turn off the radio environment. You couldn't go to the BBC and say, okay, I think it's a bad effect, turn it off. They say, well, who are you? You're nobody, because the group mind has started to take over, and that's why in the 30s, many Oxford, Cambridge graduates became agents of Soviet Union.
Okay.
Because radio made them realize the collective effect. It wasn't the individual's effect of the book. So tribalism on the surface came back, and the political representation of tribalism would be Russia. Now, Russia, because they had contact with the industrial Europe, and they learned from it, but they weren't as advanced as Europe, but there would be other cultures who had nothing other than their very primitive rituals and wouldn't have the concept of anti-environment. They don't think anything's wrong. And if it's wrong, we solve it as a group. I was saying that the artist is anti-environmental.
Anti-environmental.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has says rubbing up. So when you create, you take a book, an old medium that's obsolesced by radio, but then you make it a crazy book like Finnegan's Wake, and that gets people interested, and then they get massaged by it, and Joyce may not have been conscious of all of it, but what he was doing, the way he was writing, was massaging people's sensibility that would get them out of the linear habit of the book. They'd be non-linear, discontinuous. So they do that by rubbing their art form up against society. And of course, if it's pretty avant-garde, it will be considered foreign elements. Tribal enemies. Remember, people are still tribal also as you get to the printing press, but they're overlaying a new self, the reading, thinking person. All right?
Yeah. More.
So it says the avant-garde rubs against society by introducing foreign elements. So the anti-environment, the artist is anti-environmentalist, rubs against society by introducing foreign elements. And by doing so, it throws dominant tendencies into relief. Dominant tendencies are either past assumptions in the society or new problems that the new technology or new services the new technology is bringing in, but they're largely not recognized by people. So he's saying the avant-garde throw the tradition of criticizing the society, he calls them dominant tendencies, into relief, unto relief. So he's sort of accurate in what he's saying there, but you know what I'm saying. Even disarray, I mean, art can cause, maybe art wants to cause disarray, riots, have people get powerful. Try to recover their power. For McLuhan, it says, being, for McLuhan, being avant-garde or Depends on context. That's not a perfect way to say it, but context is the environment you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on the environment that you're going to compete.
Uh-huh.
One has to work against, and within prevailing conditions, yes, you're in the new world of the new technology,
mm-hmm.
which is prompting you to remember the values of the printing press era
mm-hmm.
and bring them back to get people reading again. You shouldn't throw books away completely
mm-hmm.
because TV obsolesced them. So you get people, you make interesting kinds of literature that gets people, it's a novelty, so people read it and they get massaged by the book and they retrieve their individualistic tendencies or temperaments.
Mm-hmm.
Binds them. That's what he means by saying the avant-garde introduces foreign elements and the environment, and by doing so, it throws dominant tendencies into relief. Those would be the tendencies that already have been established on the previous technology, plus the new, not really noticed tendencies caused by the new technology.
Mm-hmm.
Throws them into relief. Relief even causes disarray, the art form, even the riots of Stravinsky's performances in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
He played his music, and people would riot. So for McLuhan, being avant-garde depends on context. No, it depends on the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the artist is going to be anti-environment.
Mm-hmm.
The environment contains past, present, future. It's the big now.
Yeah.
So it can be, what Shakespeare did, preserve the values of the feudal society.
Mm.
His plays had the problems of feudal society, but he drew attention to the feudal society because he knew the newer environment was obsolescing, erasing the old manuscript environment from people's minds, erasing
mm-hmm.
it from culture. So, trying to find this point here.
Well, I think I understand now. So my question was from
okay,
this.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold your question there.
Okay.
I was, one has to work against and within. So you're working against the environment of the new, and you're working within the new environment that has been made for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're working against it by retrieving past environments when things were invisible environments before they were understood. The artist might start to see what the good benefits of the old environment was.
Mm-hmm.
So you're working against the new one. So this comes to the sort of the final idea. So on a collective level, McLuhan said, let's see. Oh yeah. So when radio came in,
mm-hmm.
it turned the novel and book writing into an art form.
Oh, okay.
In general,
and printing
so people started to
mm-hmm.
notice what the book had done to people, because now they had something to compare it to. The semi-conscious effects of the new radio environment
mm-hmm.
drew attention to the old environment. The radio environment doesn't draw attention to itself. You have to have an artist create an anti-environment or art to the radio effect. And then that might draw attention to the radio
mm-hmm.
as the force in people's lives that they're pretty superstitious about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't have clear perception. So there would be people at the phone funerals that I didn't know that were friends of St. May Brussel. And some of them, they said in their little talk, you know, at her graveyard, people remember May. They talked about when they were in the CIA and
mm-hmm.
what they had done. And often they learned from May about how to cover up stuff.
Mm.
So the book became an art form, and radio became a novelty, a new experience. And people didn't realize it was important what the values of the radio massage would be.
Yeah.
So they would write art, create art that criticized the radio environment.
Mm-hmm.
Might have put Hitler's face in there. Look, it created Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
So But overall, this is the old medium got recognized for the first time, and people felt free enough, autonomous enough, due to technology, to go against the technology and get people, you know, one thing would be to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
Go live in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't escape the satellite environment in that case.
Yeah.
So art, no, society, based on the older technology, became an art form. And then an archetype. But a better way to say it is, and this is what Howard Gossie's, the ad man in San Francisco, who discovered McLuhan and promoted him in the mainstream through advertising. That's the thing that if we were doing this birthday bash on McLuhan's birthday, July 21st, we mm-hmm. would have featured a pattern that he made.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm explaining it. So when radio comes in, it's the phrase, last word. It's the new novelty. It's the best thing ever. Wow, whoever thought of this kind of invention?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the phrase, the last word?
The last word, no.
Yeah, that someone says it there. They're saying Germain's new painting is the last word on painting. You can't make anything better than that.
Oh, yeah.
And so Germain wrapped up the activity of painting.
Mm-hmm.
So when a new environment comes in, things start to get altered and obsolete. So problems show up in society that weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
The radio shifted the sensory proportions, changed people, and they start looking at the book instead of as a beneficial thing, but a greedy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not holistic. So at the beginning, when a novelty comes in, it turns the most recent environment, usually, into being cliché
mm-hmm.
and irritation. So as people are getting massaged by radio, they're going to prefer new things. They're going to forget the waltz. They're going to like jazz.
Yeah.
So new arts come in, and people sort of are attracted to them as an emotion, no real detachment. But a person like Wyndham Lewis looks at the society, sees what people are grabbing onto, and then he writes a critique of it.
Mm-hmm.
So art goes through being the last word. No, not art. New technologies. They are the last word. Mm-hmm. Then they're obsolete. But then some aspect of the obsolete past resonates with the present frequency of the new technology, so it will get retrieved.
It brings it back, yeah.
Yeah, brings back the art form with a particular angle produced or developed by the artist as anti-environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doing a temporary what's another word for anti-environment? Doing a temporary flip of awareness, we'll just say. Okay, the fourth part, you got novelty, obsolete, cliche, and then retrieved.
For
example, the automobile retrieves, I've said this on the show, do you remember?
A horse.
No, the obsolete, the horse.
Oh,
the car retrieves,
Yeah, it's in the book, I think, so you should know that a little bit.
I'm guessing the wheel?
No, the obsolete. No, we're talking about retrieving.
Yeah, what does a car retrieve?
What did the car retrieve?
I don't know.
Okay, it's always good to say you don't know what you don't know.
car retrieves.
So what the car retrieved was the knight in shining armor.
The knight in shining armor? Why does it retrieve that?
Well, a knight had all this metal protective gear on his body that the local town spent a lot of time making.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
Molding metals to make a thing that could handle being speared.
Yeah.
Block the spearing. And then the knight's representing the new individuality, even though it's a medieval pre-print society, but it's the individual thing is starting to come through. He goes off and fights other individuals. for the hand of the queen, and the queen then gives them a prize or something. So the four levels are advertising as giving you good news, new technology. But it obsolesces technologies that you might like, because the newer technologies are easier to run the show and cheaper. And capitalism is always looking for cheaper methods. So they started to talk about the electric, forget the word. What is it when you go into the water and you surf around here in Maui?
When you surf, you said?
So, technology is a novelty. Then, after people use it, they get bored with it, but they have to keep using it because it's a new environment. It's part of the society, so it becomes cliche, and people look to other things to find charisma. They retrieve something. So the car retrieves a knight in shining armor, because the knight would go around on his horse and go wherever he wanted. The peasants didn't have a horse, so he's like driving around in a car. All right? You could say it's the android meme version, or the industrial version of a retrieval. But then if you do the new technology too much, which is what everybody does, they took social media, Instagram, Facebook, use it too much, and then they end up being economically propping up Facebook and Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Because all the stuff they posted, especially the private stuff, the computers could scan and grab it all, figure out patterns or new preferences that the new technology will be bringing in. The management tries to hijack that process because they know the technology will eventually flip into something with the opposite characteristics. Or a reversal. That's called reversal. So the tetrad is enhancement, obsolescence, retrieval, and reversal. You got to memorize the four parts. So,
are you trying to bring up a thought?
No, I'm thinking about what to say next. let's go back to the quote. For McLuhan, being avant-garde depends on context or environment, the characteristics, the sensory bias of the new environment. So radio and TV brought in tactility, which people hadn't been noticing because they were too busy involved with the printing press and the eyeball and sight. So you look at the new bias, you have to work against them within the new bias to wake people up. And as such, nothing can be avant-garde in a vacuum or stay avant-garde forever. There's no vacuum other than the printing press creates the idea of a vacuum because it creates an abstraction in the mind due to the alphabetic effect. So it can't operate in a vacuum, true, but it operates in the new environment, and it can't stay avant-garde forever because new technologies come in. And then something else is retrieved. So nobody who's just doing their own thing suddenly gets retrieved as a great person because what they were doing had sensory parallel or resonance with the new environment. With the new technology. And so you have to have a different retrieval or a different artist. So artists are, so many people are into creativity. It's like the younger generation, they know how ruined everything is. They don't really know why or how it can be fixed. But they know it's not good, and they tend to hang out with charismatic people, often who are criminals.
Yeah.
Cool at it.
Yeah.
So when you would have come over that day in Paris in 2016, I guess it was, you would have noticed McLuhan, because he would be out in the driveway, the garage.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big boss.
Yeah.
So where was I going with that?
But you know what, right now that you said, young kids and everyone right now is creative. There's a lot of creativity. So maybe that's the word for things now, like creative. There's a lot of creativity, but not artists. I mean, artists, that could be a new word, just because everyone's just creating all day long with different technologies, even with old stuff. You know, so I like the word creators rather than artists.
Yeah. Because that includes, you know, scientists invent new environments.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is, what's the next part? So, does this quote mean nothing can be avant-garde because it cancels itself? No, things are avant-garde for a while.
Mm-hmm. For a while, right? But then they, like you said, because they go through that cycle of novelty, cliche.
Right, when a newer environment comes in,
yeah,
you start to cycle over again, and the new technology changes people different views from the present technology.
Yeah.
And the present technology evoked, you could say, in this context, a certain kind of art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do Finnegan's Wake today. That's a one-time thing for the transition from books to radio.
Mm-hmm.
Done 100 years ago. We might not be able to do a novelty in book form anymore. It's just too old.
Yeah.
But, rap, these kids, you know, scratching records, that's like, where did that come from? But it was responding economically to, they didn't have any, couldn't afford music equipment. But rap became an anti-environment. But at some point, it became a cliche, because newer, I showed up,
mm-hmm.
and we have the new technology, Ion, and so no one gets it, so we become artists presenting older media, like a talk show, with Ion, where he can go 20 hours.
Oh, yeah. So you retrieved radio.
Yeah, we retrieved the talk, we made the greatest talk show. We retrieved the old format, which I had used to do, and I stopped, because it was obsolete, but then Ion, as an effect in the world, showed up, and the best way to present Ion is live talking.
Yeah, the radio.
So that's why, you know, I'll say we're going to celebrate on Wednesday, Bob's the greatest artist alive today.
Yeah.
I wasn't a great artist on 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Or anything. I was on the way. I had abilities or lucky experiences that prepared me for creating the new technology, Ion.
Yeah.
Or facilitating it to be made.
Yeah.
So, in a way, now that we've come to a lot of what Ion's talking about, if the ETs show up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm with the ETs, that's a new technology.
Yep.
Interacting with whatever they have.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll obsolesce slightly our talk show. Our public communication will be doing it differently. We'll actually be making technologies and selling them. And people will be using them and getting changed by it. And problems will come out of it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm diminishing the talk show a bit. We're starting to transition into the new art form.
Oh.
The new anti-environment to the aliens will be whatever I do with them.
Yeah. So that's why you're like every other week, the show, and not...
Yeah.
Okay.
We're phasing the talk show out.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently I won't give it up completely, because even when we're in the bunker, we'll still be broadcasting through the monolith structures.
Yeah.
So, but the new technology after the aliens come, or you could say, what is the new technology that the aliens bring? They're going to help us go through the sun. So the transition of the Earth into a rocket, and Ion says it beneath the Earth, it is a rocket already,
mm-hmm.
the rocket aspect surfaces, that's the new technology, and then we use it, go to Andromeda.
Wow, I get it. Yeah. Well,
so there's the pattern.
There's the pattern. And then there's also, you answer my questions, because I was just like reading McLuhan, I'm reading all this stuff, and it's, you know, still relevant to now, and I'm thinking about what are artists now and what's happening now, and that's why it prompted me to ask you.
Into the next paragraph. Mm-hmm. But finish your sentence. So you're thinking about the art, yeah. And you're wondering what was art.
Yeah, and then wondering what my position as an artist, but you just answered it for me. I'm a creator, not necessarily an artist, because you're the artist that's worked 25, 50 years to finally be the greatest artist. Like, I have a long way to go, so... And it's not about trying to make yourself be known as an artist. It's just what you've created. You never said from the beginning, I want to be an artist. So then right. It kind of answered what I was trying to do. It was, it answered my question.
If you develop and actually ascend, whatever that brings to your unique situation,
yeah,
you might become an anti-environment to something.
Yeah.
But here's where you say, when I try to search what political art movement is happening, political usually means serious and trying to upset society.
Mm-hmm.
Many artists over the last 500 years, when art as an individual activity came in, weren't trying to be political.
Yeah.
They were just trying to be commercial and be acceptable to the king. But, you know, when you study art history, there are these people who made different kinds of art through the centuries. 500 years of this stuff since the book,
mm-hmm.
and they stand out now, so they're considered the great artists, and they usually were being seriously upsetting the society,
mm-hmm.
not trying to fit it in. They wanted to rub against it,
yeah,
and wake people up. So you go, when I try to search what is an environment, you call a political art movement,
yeah,
it will only show me artists. Now, this is what they mean here is chemical bodies,
mm-hmm.
who do Black Lives Matter, slave art, racism, gay, all women, feminists, all
feminist, yeah.
Human chemical body aspects.
Yeah.
And they're usually trying to use some of the old, what we call analog arts, music, sculpture, books, plays, and video, now video talk shows or video stuff, blogging, because the old communication, digital communication is now obsolete by Ion, so it comes back as an art form.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's doing their own stupid blogs.
Yeah.
And doing TikTok. But you thought, well, can Bob be in any environment to TikTok? You
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you thought, I should get in there. Now, all this chemical body activity, the real art form is TV shows. Movies, but basically TV shows, because, you know, they say a lot of the famous actors, movies don't make it. It's too hard to go to a movie, or if you get them, it's on Netflix, and you can steal them.
Yeah.
So all the, quote, great actors in the last 30 years, they start doing TV shows, crummy TV. TV was sort of crummy,
mm-hmm.
and so they make special shows. That's, you're not an artist, but you're part of the art that's made by the TV station, by the network,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Now, McLuhan made an important statement in Counterblast, 1969. When art, analog art, is obsolete, you then make art as an anti-environment by making a rapid series of innovations. Now, how's that done? The hit parade. You know, mm-hmm. a few years ago. Football. You have constant games, constant input. You don't make one painting and then that's it. You take an activity, a chemical body activity, and you make a ritual out of it. So there's the retrieval of pre-literate conditions. And it is, McLuhan said, a ersatz anti-environment. It's a fake anti-environment.
Mm-hmm.
So people get meaning out of football, going to the opera, or watching TV shows, anything tends to become a temporary stimulus,
mm-hmm.
but it's not an anti-environment. And once we got into the global theater, nothing could be an anti-environment
mm-hmm.
other than a rapid series of new cars or new sporting equipment. You know, take any of the industries of the leisure society, the last 30, 40 years, inside the global theater, which became an important imploded global membrane, people would do anything and make, they become fanatic about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they keep up with it and learn the new innovations of it.
Yep.
So in Web 2.0, what are the innovations? MySpace, YouTube, Facebook,
yep.
Instagram, TikTok. And there's a new thing I just heard somewhere. There's a new thing that the kids use. I forget the name. I don't know what it is. But
Snapchat.
Snapchat was one of the previous ones. But
mm-hmm.
is it cool? I don't know what it is. There's a new thing they're talking about. I don't know what happens on it.
Okay.
But that's a rapid series of innovations. MySpace, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So the artist was Zuckerberg, or whoever these people were running the industry.
Yeah.
But what happened with Ion is Zuckerberg, the tech body obsolesced them.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So the tech body is making massive fake anti-environments to get people all involved,
yeah.
And then that's obsolesced quickly, and then they have to get into the next thing, like
yeah.
TikTok, and it's the turnover of the interactive, tactile, digital environment, starting with MySpace.
Yeah.
That is holopathically shrinking and being there, but more and more people are involved with trying to create the next fake anti-environment, because there can't be an anti-environment to the tech body.
Yeah.
Other than Ion.
Yeah.
Where Ion tells us about it. And if you believe it, you learn about what you're up against. And that's the kind of stuff I want Loren to learn, not New Age platitudes.
Well, she's definitely interested. Now that I'm thinking about it, she was talking about the five bodies yesterday. She said, oh my God, it's so great to see you guys in the chemical body.
That's great.
Yeah.
And now, she's looking at you. The figure is highlighting, almost like it's a fake anti-environment, the chemical body. But she also has to look at, you've got a chip body and TV body attached to you on your phone.
Yeah. Yep.
They're still there.
Yeah. Always there. Yep. Wow.
So, you know, she's a smart person.
Yeah.
And her workshop. Now, if you get into really being in an environment, as Ion says,
uh-huh.
where you're really avant-garde,
uh-huh.
you're on the leading edge, and it's a very small audience.
There's no audience when you're on the leading edge.
You probably can't make money.
Yeah. Yep. You probably can't make money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so people, like Jack's trying to be what he does, makes clothes, but he's trying to ascend, so the ascension mm-hmm. is the real art, private art. And he's trying to do that without disrupting himself, his lifestyle and economic potential
mm-hmm.
As he sees what he thinks he needs of that,
the
level of it. And that's what everybody does.
Everybody's
they
going.
Do it obsolete. They'll do their jobs, but then, like you would say, they're all wanting to be artists, or they do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
They're all working on themselves, but it's very limited what they think they need to do to ascend.
Yeah. Yep. Wow,
you're
going to
say, wow, this is great. But
yeah.
I was just going to say it myself.
Yeah.
I laid it all out for you.
I recorded it. I started somewhere
Very
recording
good.
It. So I'm going to hear this over and over again because
I
need
to. Now remember,
to,
when you're reading McLuhan,
yeah.
some writers know a bit of McLuhan and they'll show aspects of it.
Yeah.
Like with this stuff you quoted from, and he's trying to do it, but it's not done perfectly.
I can tell. It's good for me to start with this one because I understand art and it interests me. And then now I know more about McLuhan, and now I can go back to understanding media after this one.
So
it's a good start for me.
Or Through the Vanishing Point. Really recommend that book.
Through the Vanishing Point. Okay.
Yeah, did you guys get that? History of Art, Poetry?
No, I haven't.
No, I didn't get that.
Okay.
So you have here. So if you do the opposite, like maybe do an art piece that has bold graphic font. You see, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Digital thing is nothing. We do not discriminate against any five bodies based on sex, gender, something along those lines. No,
mm-hmm.
you don't talk about being a humanist and tolerating everything. That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
You tell Loren she doesn't have a clue of what the present is. And you teach her what I just told you.
Yeah.
Then she figures out what to read or to think about, what'll help her think about it. And then she's doing something odd. She's not in any environment yet, but it might lead to something. So you're not going... If you're going to do art,
mm-hmm.
painting, you're going to have to come up with some weirdness that attracts Wall Street people that'll buy your art because it stands out. But usually you have to go to art school, hang out with a crowd in New York City, and then get promoted by a teacher or some other thing because there are lots of rich guys hanging around New York.
But is that still the thing? Because New York is so different
and
now.
The same as what?
And there's
no
more school.
COVID has changed everything.
Yeah.
COVID is like an ersatz anti-environment.
Yeah.
It altered things, but it's not the big thing. Because the actual environment, and then as an anti-environment, was made by me and Carolyn and
mm-hmm.
Ion.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the artist of it.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting about Ion. He's very smart. When you know my stuff, he starts praising Bob and Carolyn. And Ion's really talking about themselves. We caused this. This is part of our effects of the last 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And our figures, our cover people, are Lee Harvey Oswald, Patsy's, are Bob and Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody sent me a picture when we were at the, in 2014, September 2014, Carolyn won an award. We went to the ball, and you probably remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Cambridge, Maryland. So a picture of us going to the dinner and the dance.
Mm-hmm.
So we were wearing our modern, you know, bullshit.
You were wearing a suit.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Somebody found it. Goran found it. He was actually there. I met him there.
Yeah.
He found a picture. I don't know. I don't think he's doing it, but maybe. But he didn't say what.
Mm-hmm.
Who was doing it. But they were selling a picture of me and Carolyn.
Oh, wow.
You know, dressed up, getting ready to go to the ball.
Yeah.
And underneath it says, this is Bob, and this is the power couple, Bob and Carolyn, who evoked or created Ion.
Oh, wow.
So that's a half-truth.
Yeah.
We helped create it, but we didn't completely create it, because Ion had to be there to respond. Ion was already there. Ion was creating us in our new role.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tactile interplay.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very good what we did. So
yeah.
If maybe, take this recording,
mm-hmm.
send it to me. I send it to Ed, and we'll make an item out of it and maybe play it on the birthday.
Okay, I'll send it.
Yeah.
And you know, like, so then my conclusion right now is, I separated the two, a creator and an artist. Like, creator is what I do. I just created that art piece for you right now, and I put things together. I have a skill, I have a talent, and I create. But an artist is such a, it's got more pieces to it, like what you explained, Carolyn, you. Yeah, it's Carolyn and you and Ion, you know, that's like an artist. Like, that's created a piece that has...
If you want to make a big deal out of the word art,
yeah.
Then you probably wouldn't use the word at all,
yeah.
Because it's too loaded. It's now been dumped into the obsolete humans and chemical bodies who have that as an image of charisma, and they're
mm-hmm.
trying to do that, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. So thank you so much, because this knowledge now, I go back to my drawing board, and then I continue to do my things while ascending, while... creating.
Well, figuring out what the implications of what I said
mm-hmm.
Is what you do privately. You call that ascension.
Yeah.
But you have to interact with social mortar and what your position based on what you think I meant.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do in your daily activity that the public will see.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I would not make it, I would, no noun that plays with, no noun that indicates what the role of the chemical body is that you're putting on as a costume is relevant. That's why the kids are all confused and trying to have many pronouns.
Oh.
Many terms for themselves that cover the fact we're all quadriphenic, moving through the four and five bodies we have.
Yeah.
That's
why they have more... pronouns. It's not just one. Yeah.
Five and six bodies are the ground responding to the deeper ground of Ion.
Mm-hmm.
which ion is responding to the deeper ground of flipping of the poles and what's happening in the universe. So there are there's a figure and a ground, and then you want to go deeper to get a deeper ground. You have a different figure and a deeper ground. So Jack, he makes a video.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song. That's a figure in the ground of rap music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then that interplay of the figure of Jack and the rap music,
mm-hmm,
is inside a deeper ground of music's obsolete.
Mm.
Music isn't creative. It's just a fake environment that people merge with,
mm-hmm,
to prop up their identities. So the deeper ground is the disaster that Ion's saying is coming to people. He calls it tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the deeper ground? So all the dead people, as the statistics pile up, that'll be a figure for the deeper ground of the tribulations we're in. And then, what's the deeper ground of the tribulations? Iron Dome, with our solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, Bob becomes a figure broadcasting through the monolithic structures representing the ground that's going to Andromeda. And all that means.
Yeah.
See, Jack is a figure into a particular ground, and then there's a deeper ground, and the whole thing Jack did, both figure and ground, becomes a figure for the new tribulations. And then what Bob does, and Carolyn does, and JW does, becomes the third figure for the deeper ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't get better than that.
Yeah, this is great. Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Bob. And
thanks, Bob.
I'll send you the recording.
Okay, right. So you are very nice, a very good student. Now, don't fuck up like every other student does. And don't do their homework and don't get it.
Yeah.
Don't implement it.
No, that's why I recorded this, because I'm going to use it.
Yes. No, it's very good.
Yeah.
So that's why you would read McLuhan, who uses the terms figure ground, which is part of my language, which I got from, mm-hmm, him, but he got it from Gestalt Therapy. But anyways, you would read McLuhan, that's a way of going over what I said.
Yeah. Well, in those videos, the first video, he was explaining some ground and what that meant. So that's,
yeah,
that's a good video too to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you. There's no show Tuesday, or it's just Wednesday, right?
For your birthday? There's a show on Tuesday.
Oh, there is? Okay.
And then normally do office hours on Wednesday, but we'll be doing the birthday instead.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll go to Friday at least, I hope. And then Saturday we'll do a show.
Oh, wow. You have a busy week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we're going to... Now, Ian has some goals on this birthday situation. It'll be a figure for a new AirSats ground, fake ground, or a fake anti-environment.
A fake anti-environment.
Yeah, let's call it an anti-environment. AirSats.
Okay.
AirSats, phony, ineffective anti-environment. Or it won't be an anti-environment for very long, but
yeah,
it could indicate a interesting bunch of changes are happening in the ion ground, or ion as ground.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to listen. And then Ion will be there most of the time, you think?
Yeah, I assume Ion will be there the whole time.
Okay.
I mean, occasionally JW have to have his jasmine tea or something.
Yeah.
Have to take a break.
Yeah.
But generally, Ion is looking forward to it. Says it's going to be fun. And as I present other, quote, papers or performances that people are going to do, Ion will always be there as a backup to fill in the moments when we're not presenting anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he'll be a great Howard Cosell commentator on it all.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Howard Cosell? Did you know that?
No.
Why?
No, I don't.
You don't remember him. So who would be a sport commentator or a cultural commentator that you knew?
Well, I don't like sports, so I wouldn't have no clue about a sports commentator. And let's say cultural commentator. I don't know.
Maybe a talk show and a you know, comedy guy?
Let me see. Who comes to my head?
Who's the guy who replaced Zappa, the black guy, you know, 30 years ago? Arsenio Hall.
Oh, like one of those talk show hosts, yeah.
Yeah, for kids. Or the Jon Stewart, the Daily Show. They were the commentary for people.
Yeah, like the... Okay, yeah. Now yeah. I get it. Yep. Okay. Okay, so thanks again, and I'll send this recording.
Yeah.
And see you, talk to you Tuesday.
Yes. And you've been warned. Mm-hmm. All this stuff was pleasantly laid out. But yeah. It's a warning. If it's a real anti-environment, much anti-environments are warnings. Many anti-environments, real anti-environments.
Anti-environments are warnings.
Of the ground, which is ionism.
Yeah. Okay. I remember
Dian that. Has been emphasizing that ascension is malignant. It is painful.
Yeah, it is. I mean, just even dealing with your own self and your own mind, that's, I think that's more painful than any physical pain. That's the worst when going against yourself, so it is painful.
All right.